Well, well, well. We started that set off with Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band, Flashes of Orange, and then heard some brand new Fake Weddings, and then that was Frank McClellan, his song Chimes off his great record Extra Eyes. He's going to be opening the show tomorrow night at Hernando's Hideaway with Ryan Davis, and if everything is working as it is, Ryan Davis could maybe hear me talk right now, and I think maybe he's going to say something. Ryan, are you there?
Good afternoon.
Oh,
yes, I'm here. How's it going, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us. We made it work.
Yeah.
We got the meeting ID right.
Sorry about the technical difficulties. I think I was typing in the password instead of the meeting ID, and I'm sort of a thousand years old when it comes to this stuff.
Oh, no worries. Well, we've got Ryan Davis of Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band playing tomorrow night at Hernando's Hideaway. With Frank McClellan opening up, supporting his brand new record, New Threats from the Soul. Man, how does it feel to be coming back to Memphis?
I'm excited. There's no better place to start a tour than Memphis, Tennessee. It's going to be really fun. I've not been to Hernando's Hideaway, but I've heard it's a good time.
Oh, man.
I'm currently, it's my partner's 40th birthday tomorrow, and to avoid having to sleep on the dog bed when I got home from tour, we are on a little mini vacation on our way down to Memphis right now, so I'm staying at a lake looking at a beautiful scenic environment. Chilling out for the day before we get to Memphis tomorrow and kick things off.
Good for you. Is it a parts unknown, or can you say the lake?
It's embarrassing. I don't know what lake it is. It's
That's
land
fair.
Between the lakes. And,
yeah.
It's like in Buchanan, Tennessee, so it's like literally halfway between Louisville and Memphis, so it's kind of the perfect place. We just got a little house here for a couple of days.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, congrats on the new record, and absolutely love it, and really was a huge fan of Dancing on the Edge as well, and we were excited to have you for anyone that came to our Spring Reverb back in April to host you. That was incredible, so thanks for coming in and doing that.
Time. We had a really nice time. It was similarly nice weather, I feel like, when we were there last.
Yeah, and it should be great. And yeah, Hernando's will be excellent. So tell us about the new record. So you did you just start working on it like immediately after touring this last record?
Yeah, historically I'm pretty slow at writing new songs, and back in the state champion days, my old band, I always took a few years between records, and I just kind of felt like it took me so long to write Dancing on the Edge, and the momentum was feeling good, and I feel like I kind of had used all my ideas at that point. I had some more kind of dangling in front of me, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to try to just write a record a little quicker than I usually do, and kind of take advantage of the wind we have behind us. And you know, it wasn't easy necessarily, but I'm happy with how it turned out, and seems to be landing well with people. So this is kind of the first big U.S. tour we're doing in support of it, starting tomorrow in Memphis.
Heck yeah! Well, that's awesome. And you not only write and you record a lot. I mean, you've got a band with you, but do you record when you're recording? Are you playing a lot of those instruments yourself, or do you have the full band in there with you?
Yeah, I kind of write everything on my own with an acoustic guitar or whatever, just between my own house, and my family has a little farmland down in South Central Kentucky, like just like 20 minutes north of Tennessee, and I go down there to write a lot, and I kind of bring a four track with me, and once, you know, when I've kind of figured things out and I've demoed stuff, I send it to the band, and you know, like there isn't really exactly a band, but my friends who I want to collaborate with, and I say, you know, here's what I'm thinking for this, and here's what I'm thinking for this, and what kind of ideas do you have? And people kind of think about it leading up to when we get in the studio, and then we don't really ever get together to actually have band practice because we're all kind of spaced out from state to state, so we kind of just get in the studio the night before and talk about it, and then once the tape is rolling, then we kind of just rely on magic happening from there, and usually it does, but I'm sure someday it won't walk across the bridge.
Well, you're harnessing it right now, and that's what's important, and I think, you know, I mean, for folks that aren't as familiar with you, I mean, just really literary, really imaginative song lyrics, and then also the instrumentation too. I mean, I think you could impress people and blow people away just going out with your guitar and singing those songs, but adding a really great layer of just really cool and interesting instrumentation, I think is really, you know, what sets you apart. It's really great. So I'm loving these two new records, and or this new record and the last one. So congrats on those.
Thanks. Yeah, and I guess to answer your question from before, I do play a bunch of different instruments on it, but guitar is kind of what I write stuff on.
Yeah.
We do it live. We just kind of have to figure out how to mirror the record. So that's what we are in the process of doing now.
Yeah. And then you're also, I mean, you're a visual artist as well. And you, if when you go check out Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band, his records, you're also the artist. You're an illustrator, and does that influence your songwriting, or do you keep those lanes pretty clear? How do those relate to each other?
People ask about that sometimes, and I do think they all sort of operate in the same universe. I sure. definitely think my visual art practice sort of has its own lane that I kind of stay in. I don't necessarily like approach things exactly the same, but I think it's all kind of bundled into the same language in some weird way or another that's kind of hard to articulate. But yeah, I think they're related.
Yeah,
cosmically, if nothing else.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, and I know Memphis means a lot to you. I know you're friends with the guys over at Goner, Zach and them. I mean, what's been your relationship with Memphis over the years? I mean, other than this year.
I've always just had such an admiration for Goner and the rock and roll and, you know, just the musical history I'm dating back to listening to a lot of Memphis rap growing up, to all the garage rock stuff, to punk bands. You know, we go there and play house shows back with State Champion. I just always had such a fun time there, and I really kind of looked up to all that scene of people and bands and labels. And I think once Zach and Eric sort of embraced what I was doing, it meant a lot to me, and just getting back there and meeting new people every time. I don't know, I just always have kind of a magical time when I'm in Memphis. And I haven't been there as much as I've been to many other places. It's still sort of a new relationship, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool. Well, I would say from my survey of one, but I do think I've heard from folks, the city's a buzz about the Ryan Davis show tomorrow night at Hernando's Hideaway. Is it the same band that you had with at Spring Reverb, or different folks, or what's the lineup this time?
Yeah, it's the same band, but great. I think with one extra guitar player. I'm trying to remember exactly who was there. I think we were missing our guitar player that day. But yeah, it's the full crew. It's a 6-piece band, so it'll be great.
Excellent. Well, cool. Well, I'll let you get back to your lake time, and I really appreciate you calling in.
Thanks.
Tomorrow night, Ryan Davis and the Roadhouse Band will be at Hernando's Hideaway with Frank McClellan opening. Doors are at 7, shows at 8. And we're going to hear something off the new record. This is Better If You Make Me. Ryan, thanks so much for talking to us, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, and come say what's up if you come out.
I will for sure. All right, talk to you soon, Ryan. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.